Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah 9:2. Jesus was born at night, that is, early in the morning in the dark. Our introit speaks verses from the Apocrypha, the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18. When all was still and it was midnight, your almighty word descended from the royal throne. The Prince of Heaven descended to become the pauper of earth. Jesus was born in the middle of the night. Shepherds were watching their flocks by night when the angel came preaching. Suddenly the glory of the Lord, light, shone around them, and the light was an angel bringing them tidings of great joy. They were told to look and find a Savior who had been born. He would be found wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. They needed a sign, something to recognize him, because a human baby doesn't look like much of a Savior. John preaches the truth of that little bundle of joy. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. The angels had to tell of a sign with which to recognize him, because the Savior didn't look like a Savior. He had no glory to behold, but he was glorious. He had no halo and cast no aura of holy light, but he was holy. Three apostles saw the glory of Jesus in the raw. On the mountain, he was transfigured in light. They had the light with them for a little while, and they walked in it, until on another mountain he was crucified and darkness covered the land. That's what happens when you put out the light of the world. But the sun would rise again. Malachi calls Jesus the Son of Righteousness. S-U-N. The source of light. The sun is too bright to behold. You can look at it through the smoke or the clouds, but it's too much in the raw. But the sun shines in the sky not so that we can see it, but so that we can see everything else by it. It is by the light of the Son of God that we see anything at all, and by him that the world can perceive anything. And that light was born into the world, yet the world did not know him. And that's the bittersweet part of Christmas, the sadness for the world, the weeping for Jerusalem. The Almighty Word descended from the royal throne, only to find the captives in love with their captivity, the oppressed glorifying their oppressors, and the blind leading the blind. The light comes into the world so that we can see. The world says, "I see," but claim there is no light. Some say the truth is there is no truth. Some judge people for being judgmental. Some don't believe in God because he doesn't exist, so instead they believe in nothing, which by definition doesn't exist. Nothing exists less than nothing, yet they believe it. They believe it is through nothing that they became something. Some use their mind to destroy the thought of thinking. They use their mind created by nothing to believe in nothing and preach a gospel of nothing while they believe the world is something. The eye can't see itself, but if it can see at all, it's got to be there. The mind cannot see itself, but if it's thinking, then it's a mind. And if you see reality, then there must be a realtor. If there's authority, then there's an author. And if your sin has not devoured you, you must have a Savior. Jesus' miraculous birth has been proven to the world. His miracles, his resurrection, his victory. So some will go on to prove that proofs don't prove anything. Some are absolutely convinced that nothing can convince them. They are serious as a heart attack that you shouldn't take religion seriously. And they are certain that nothing is certain. And they double down hard on the belief that there's nothing to believe in. So the world has returned to the darkness as a dog to its vomit. The world around us has holidays but doesn't believe in holiness. And it celebrates Christmas without believing in Christ or the Mass. The world uses the breath in their lungs to preach that there is no air, the light in their eyes to stare at the shadows. The world claims to see everything clearly while denying the existence of light. But they must use the light, even if only to chase their own shadow. And the light was in the world for a little while, from the time he was placed in the manger to the time he walked out of the tomb. He was here, as I am before you now, because he was born into the world he created. He died for the mess we created, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give us second birth. What we know today and believe and celebrate about the mercy of God and the salvation of his people is the reflection of that light that came in the world in Jesus Christ. He was born on Christmas Day, the Word made flesh, and the Word must be preached. Jesus could have been born 1,000 times, but if it would have done nobody no good if it wasn't preached. The angels preached first to Mary and to Joseph, then to shepherds in the fields on that glorious day, then to apostles, then through apostles the word was preached before kings and princes from altars and pulpits to you today, 2,024 years later. It is in the preaching that is pinged from the empty tomb to the present day. It was reflected in and refracted through the words and life of those who, like his own mother, bore him into the world, so that we, like shepherds in dark fields, would go to see and walk in his marvelous light. A Christmas candlelight service only makes sense in the evening. So we celebrate Christmas Eve, and we'll light our candles as a witness to the one who came into the world as light coming into the darkness. That we should have a loving and merciful God is not obvious. That we should be saved is not apparent. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us out of darkness and delivered us into his marvelous light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.